Hi everybody, here we are at Olympus High again. You know who we are, it's me, Mr. Smedberg.
And Jared.
Chris.
And we have a guest today.
Mr. White.
It's Mr. White. And we'll have another guest here pretty soon, I think. He's just tardy. Last week, guys, what's happened? Not a whole, I asked them what's going on and they just all kind of were quiet. The only thing we come up with is grades, which is midterms are today.
Yeah, I don't have good grades.
Listen to the excitement, Jared.
Actually, I have pretty good grades, so I'm okay.
You still need to speak up.
I'm jealous.
Jealous about what?
Because she has good grades and I don't.
Grades.
Oh.
Yeah.
Jared, do you not have good grades because you're kind of slacking off, or the teacher's getting a little bit harder?
A little bit of both, I'd say.
Were we just talking about that, about how grades get go downhill second term, quarter?
Thing, yeah.
It's always fun. Mm-hmm. We could look.
Yeah.
No, I don't think we've kind of that.
I've looked at plenty, and I think that from a teacher standpoint, it's that shift kind of from the excitement of starting a new school year's over with first term. Students understand that they have 3 terms left. It's a little bit cold outside. Not that depression sets in, but just the mood itself kind of becomes more somber instead of excited. And I think that students are too willing to take excuses in second term, and then as the other terms come along, they realize that that's not going to work. But that's from my perspective. I want to know student perspective. Why do you guys think that grades are dropping in second term?
Well, mostly because Thanksgiving and the holidays come up, and I think people get excited and more excited about that than homework, and I think they choose to forget sometimes.
So do you think the breaks, because we get 3 days off for Thanksgiving, 3 school days off for Thanksgiving, we come back for about 3 weeks, and then we get almost 2 weeks off for Christmas. Do you think the breaks are a bad thing? Because I look at them as like, okay, we can buckle down and really push forth for these next 2 weeks because then we get a break. But I think maybe the breaks put students into this, like they're used to sleeping in until 10 now, or not having to do homework for 4 or 5 days in a row. So do you think the breaks are a good thing or a bad thing?
It's more of a relief.
Yeah.
The break?
Yeah, it actually really helps.
It helps your grades?
Except when the teachers give you homework over that break. That's when it gets all stressful. They feel like plenty of time, and then once the night before, you're like, oh, gotta stay up late and finish it up.
Yeah. The old procrastination thing, huh?
Yeah, it actually sometimes works.
Yeah.
What day is today? Friday? Wednesday, there were 2 girls up here. Can you help me do this? Can we do this? Hey, what are you guys doing? Quarter project. When's it due? Tomorrow.
I love those girls.
Oh, yeah.
I know them.
We won't mention who it is, right?
Oh, yeah.
I won't say names either, but I'm pretty sure they came from my class. Can I just ask if it was a pink poster?
I didn't see the poster.
We didn't see this.
Oh, okay. I think they were in my first period, but
I don't know. I didn't know the kids.
Yeah.
But quarter project. Oh, I'm going to do it tonight. Talking about procrastination, right?
Yeah.
I don't know if it's a good or bad that 2 days, a 2 day week. Because
I think it's both good and bad from both perspectives.
Because we look at it as what's the point?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you might as well just give the whole week. The 2 days are just
Yeah, and then when does it stop?
Well, in the two days, it's one day with each class. It's
right.
Not even I get to see you twice this week. It's that I see you one time.
Yeah.
So it's just dumb.
So you think grades are affected by that, huh?
Yeah.
Second quarter. See, now we've heard the third quarters were worse.
Yeah. Well.
Yeah, and then the fourth quarter it gets better because we were trying to rush it up.
Yeah,
right.
We'll get done.
And sort of release that it's going to be all over for another 3 months.
Yeah. Maybe I'll pull up the data for you and let you know. Because I can pull up that data.
Yeah.
Give you the school-wide report card.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Dang.
It's all. You can probably do it too if you.
You should.
Went to
you
the
should
right
do
website.
That.
Yeah.
You should give teachers grades too.
That would be a good
idea. I wonder if because we were talking about the breaks, I wonder if there are teachers who, and I may or may not be one of these teachers, but I wonder if there are teachers who look at that two-day week and it's basically like 2 days off. So it's like, well, there's no, like you guys said, there's no point. There's no point in being here. So, well, I guess today and tomorrow are movie days, which, like, that there's no learning taking place. How can your grade get better when it's when the, that day is seen as a day off or something like that, you know? So I guess maybe teachers are a little bit to blame for the bad grades.
Never.
Always.
I said maybe.
Maybe. Yeah, it depends on the teacher.
I just showed Jared yesterday talking about midterms. You know, I would not name names, but just to scroll down through the list of all the teachers that had midterms in or didn't have them in.
Yeah, there's a huge list.
Mine are not in.
I thought it was due last week, so mine have been submitted for more than a week. And I got your email today, so I resubmitted the more updated ones. And
would it take you about 5 minutes?
It took me literally about 5 minutes of work time. I had to wait until the end of every class, update that class, and then submit it. But yeah, it's surprisingly quick. Thinking about just the thought of like, oh, I have grades, and you sit down and do it, and 4 minutes later you're like, oh, I'm done.
Well, I think the bigger problem is the teachers think, oh, I got to grade everything. Well, why haven't you been doing grading, you know, all along the way?
See, I've noticed that, like, teachers usually write it down in, like a paper grade book. And I think that's part of the reason is because then they have to transfer that onto the computer, and that probably takes a lot of time, too.
Yeah.
That might be the
but
reason.
That's...
Some teachers first put it on the, in a book and then put it on.
Yeah.
And it really actually is easier that way. Because you can go through and put them in.
That way, if something goes off, like some on the grades just mess up, you can just redo it, and it's all there.
Should follow that.
Yeah, I've got a paper copy. I don't put everything in my paper copy, but all of the assignments go in a paper copy and then into the computer system.
Well, I used to do where I about five or so items, and then I'd put them in, and then we'd print them. Then I get rid of my old ones, because then there's my paper copy.
Nice.
So it's still it's a printed from the computer paper copy.
Nice.
Yeah, that is a good idea.
Yeah.
So that was a lot easier to do. Well, yeah, grades are fun.
Grades.
And you were talking about attendance earlier.
Oh, yeah.
Teachers, are you guys, about teachers not taking attendance? Well, or I should say, not marking it properly.
Yeah.
As was directed where they got it. If everybody's here, they still have to choose the button that says everybody's here.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm guilty of attendance because they're not taking attendance every day. I got two kids. I got to log in and do everything else for two kids. And if that. I don't like, yes, I have two students, Jack. How many do you have in your class?
I got 200.
Not
yeah,
in one class.
About right.
Oh, in one class I have about 40.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Total.
Oh, speaking of 40, we have something else to show you later.
Okay.
So, looking back is where we're at. Not following along too well, but that's okay. I guess there's a big wrestling meet today.
I guess so.
Yeah.
What's it
gym.
Called? The
a wrestling tournament, I guess.
No, it's called Clash of the Titans.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yeah.
Sponsored by our school.
Cool. Yeah.
It's a big conference meet or something.
Yeah, I walked in inside the school from the GTI, and there was, like, no entrance on all of the gym doors, and I was confused on what was going on.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Nope. Mm-hmm. I don't get out of here, so I'll just believe you.
Mm-hmm.
And if you listen quietly, you can hear it.
Yeah.
Wait, is that them?
It's probably the weight room.
Yeah, it's probably the weight room, but you heard them in the hall running earlier, and
yeah,
a lot of school... Eight schools, I think.
I think so.
Yeah. Saw a bus come up during the lunch or something like that.
Oh, yeah.
From memory. Yeah, I think so.
Sounds about right.
Yeah, and then there's basketball today, too.
Where's the basketball game at?
Was it...
When
the
was
guys
that?
Are at Box Elder and the other one...
The girls are at Cypress.
Cypress, okay.
Both far drives from here.
Yeah.
I don't envy either. Riding a bus for that long is not something you want to do on a Friday.
Yeah. Yeah, Box Elder.
Box Elder, right up in Logan.
That's like, yeah, Logan.
Way up there.
We played for Logan.
I guess so.
Was it another tournament or something?
It's just a school, Box Elder High School.
Wow.
Oh, one
wow.
game.
That's why I don't play basketball.
Is that why?
Yeah, that's why. Okay. Yeah. It's the bus.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Well, there's you can watch the games on the internet now. There's like, put a link on the website. So you can stream it. The bus. I think it's just the home games.
No, I think it's any. You could watch the Alta game.
Really?
Yeah. It's really cool.
I guess, I don't know what games are there, but I think at least Olympus is. And cool. I'm sure there are other games there, too.
Yeah.
So, yeah, there's a link on the front page if you want to click on it and watch the basketball game.
Yeah, it is. That's neat.
Wait, how did Olympus do it against Alta?
We won by 1 point.
Nice.
Yes.
Nice.
Wow.
It's one of those things, how do you win by 1 point when each basket's worth two?
Free throws and three-pointers.
Yeah, I know, but it's the theory that's... So, yeah, there's another thing I'll throw in there as long as we're talking about stupid sport things. So we ran a 5K a couple weeks ago.
Uh-huh.
It's a 5K, right? How long is it? Love that first question. How long is a 5K?
It's 5 kilometers.
And people get mad when I say, well, it's 5K. So anyway, run the 5K, right? And along the track, along the route,
mm-hmm.
are markers to say how far you've gone.
Yeah.
In miles.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. What?
It's 3.1 miles, right?
Well, I realize that, but then call it a 3.1 M. Okay. Don't call it a 5K and measure it in miles.
5K is actually more catchy. 5K.
Right. It's 5K. Short. It's also longer than a 3M. It's
true.
5, dude.
Yeah.
It's not 3.
Still, 5K, it's shorter.
No.
You don't really say 3.1. That sounds like you're in math or something.
So
it could take off to 0.1, you know. It's just a random distance.
It's true. Yeah, true. But
it's a 3. It's a 5K, and they measure it in miles.
Yeah, they should measure it in kilometers. My point.
Okay.
Yeah.
See, this okay. Well, nobody cares.
Really? It's just running's fun.
No.
I love sports.
No.
Sports
running
are
is not
thing
fun.
Too.
I did not say that. I said I ran a you can listen to this again. Listen to see if I ever said running was fun.
No, I'm saying it is fun.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were asking me.
It's healthy, too.
It is healthy. It's wonderful,
healthy.
But I...
I don't run.
I don't like to... I should, but I don't.
Yeah, I don't.
Yeah, okay, anyway.
You have to
so,
run in sports, like soccer.
But that's fine, because I can chase a ball around, but just running, I think I'll run further. I think I'll run again.
Running itself is a sport.
It's true.
It's great.
I get
yeah,
it.
They've got cross country for it. And
that's somebody else's t-shirt we saw that's a, my sport is your punishment.
Pretty much.
You know, they're in trouble. You can run 3 more laps. Yeah, whatever. My sport's your punishment.
Yeah, like some teachers, their sport is... teaching and our students, it's just not our sport. It's our punishment. School is our punishment.
You're not gonna touch that one, huh?
I don't see it that way. I like it. I
think it's just a conflict of everything, and it turns into conflict. Oh, it's a school thing. Oh, I'm not gonna do it. So that's just that natural instinct of fighting. Going
yeah,
against
exactly.
You.
See, I like some school things, other things I don't.
If it's like sports, I'll either be in it or go to it.
Yeah.
I think you guys turn sometimes school is turned into sport where it's like the student versus the teacher.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Whether that's started by the teacher or the student is up for debate, but school can kind of be turned into a sport.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you're talking about a competitive sport, then yes.
You know.
So I guess there's a holiday concert coming up.
Yeah.
What's that about? You sure, Chris?
It's the orchestra, band, and choir concert. It's in 2 weeks on December 19th at 7 in the auditorium.
What are you singing?
I don't sing. I play the violin.
What are you playing?
We're doing the Hallelujah Chorus, O Holy Night, Sleigh Ride, and then A Christmas Miniature.
Cool.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, that would be cool. And you're doing it as a, what is that, when we all meet, an assembly too?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, there is. I think the cheerleaders are also going to, and like the drill teams are also going to participate in that too.
The cheerleaders are going to
cheer for the,
yeah.
Bring holiday cheer.
Bring. I'm just thinking about holiday cheer.
Yeah.
Rah, rah, Christmas. Go, hey,
give me a
Santa.
C. Give me an H. Give me an R. Yeah, for 10 minutes they do that.
I would
give me an H. Time. Then they gotta do Hanukkah, and then they gotta do
Kwanzaa. All those things.
Great, so tell us about the test you have coming up in your class.
It's a test on ancient Rome. We've been doing lots of group assignments, so it's actually going to be a group test.
Really?
It is. They are set up in groups of 5 and 6 right now. They have some difficult questions, but what I'm looking for in the test is that they discuss the question as a group and record their discussion through notes so that no matter what answer they come up with, of course, if they come up with the wrong answer, they'll get docked points. But what I'm more looking for is that they formulate an answer by pulling everybody's point of view into their answer and using everybody's knowledge to formulate the best answer instead of always relying on who the group feels is the smartest or the most prepared. So you have one student who's going to answer and 5 students who are going to kind of relax or put their heads down.
And agree.
Well, that's a good idea.
Oh, cool.
So that's what we have coming up.
We'll
see. It is a written test, but it's not going to be a traditional test where it has to be silent.
Right.
It should be very loud inside my class that day.
Nice.
Wow. I never heard of a group test before.
Really?
This is new.
Yeah.
We did last time we took a test on Greece, and they had to do an interview test where they were given 5 essay questions to study, and I pulled 5 of them out in the hallway at one time. And each one was asked one of those 5 questions. And I stood right in front of him, probably 2 feet away, and just stared at him. And it was just to try to intimidate him. And some of them did really well, and some of them couldn't handle it. There was one incident where I had a student who broke down in tears, knew the answer, but it just, sometimes students don't perform when they're under pressure.
It's horrible.
And so I felt a little bit bad, but as the student was having tears come out, I just stood there and stared and waited until they gave me the answer. And they ended up scoring pretty high on the test with their information. But sometimes I think the idea of a test is
more intimidating.
Yeah, is that teacher versus student thing of, this is my way of trying to beat you today. And that's not what it is. We just want to see that if what we're learning you guys have picked up on. If what we're talking about or what we're teaching you, if you've gathered that information. And so you don't always have to do it where you sit down and answer 25 multiple choice questions or write an essay or anything like that. So I try and switch it up just for the reason that when I say test, I don't want my students to automatically think that it's me trying to defeat them.
So the proper word then nowadays is not test, it's assessment.
It's assessment, yep.
Because a test, yeah, it brings up that connotation of written everything, so now they're just assessments. I did an assessment once with landforms. I had, you guys got your test tomorrow. They all came in,
nice.
And I gave them clay.
What?
You need to build 5 landforms. What?
Nice.
And the rule was, you may not speak. Never had a more question. Well, I taught science. We're doing geology stuff.
Yeah.
So they had to build 5 different landforms. A type of mountain, a type of volcano, an arch, and different things like that.
Oh, that's a good idea.
It was a good time.
Yeah.
Assessments. I gotta tell you, I was in a class one time, and I don't know if you've ever seen the word assessment.
Yeah.
I'll write it out for you.
A-S-S-E-S-S.
So I'm sitting in class, and a workshop I was in. You gotta spell assessments in order to get this.
Yeah.
And I was staring at the board, and I think I said it a little bit too loud. And I said, oh, it says assess. Because I didn't say assess meant, it just said assess. Like, why did they have asses written on the board? Like, oh, never mind.
Yikes.
Oh, is that microphone on? Oops. Anyway, but yeah, assessment. Fun stuff. So, anyway, what's his name? Kirk is supposed to show up too.
Oh, Mr. Miller?
Mr. Miller.
Where are you? is.
He's slacking.
Probably.
He came by Writer's Guild yesterday, though.
I know, I saw him, and he's like, oh, we can do this tomorrow. I said, yeah, it's kind of the same thing.
Yeah.
With Writer's Guild.
Writer's Guild's fun.
It's funny, Writer's Guild's fun. They sit around, they write.
We do write.
And
it's awesome.
Wonderful. Again, if you like to write.
It's great.
It's fun to see you guys, though.
Yeah.
So I don't know how long you get to stay or if you want to...
I got a few more minutes.
Take off or what the deal is.
I got a few more minutes if you want to go with another question.
We were going to ask you some questions about you and Kirk about how you're liking Olympus.
Okay. Shoot.
Well, they just did. How you liking
Olympus?
You said
you were going to ask
me.
Okay,
here we go. Ready?
All right.
So, Mr. White, how you liking Olympus?
I like it a lot.
Last year, and you student taught here.
So I didn't student teach. I was a long-term sub. I student taught down at Kearns.
Okay.
And then as soon as I finished student teaching, I came up here for fourth term. And I liked it. I think I was a little too soft when I came in because I felt bad showing up for...
A quarter.
And it wasn't even a full quarter. It was like a week short of a full quarter. But I showed up for a full quarter, and you had all of these students who are used to having things run a certain way all year. And then
right.
I come in and...
You have no idea how they were run.
How they were run, and I change it up. But being able to start off a year with my own rules and my own expectations, I've really liked it. I think that the students here are second to none. I get along with almost every single one of them.
Except for that kid you made cry in the hallway that day in the assessment.
Believe it or not, we still get along. Actually, that student and I get along. I apologized, and we worked that out, and... Made a few deals that wouldn't have to happen again. But it's I absolutely love it. The students especially. And then on top of that, one thing that I was really impressed with, because I've heard through so many people that teachers kind of hang out within their own departments. But I was welcomed by a lot of people through a number of different departments when I got here. Even in the hallways, people say hi to me. Doesn't matter which department I'm in or which department they're in. They seem to be... The staff here seems to be very friendly, and it makes it a lot of fun, more fun to come to work.
That's good.
Yeah, it's Olympus for you.
Yep. I like it.
Mm. What would you think about Skyline?
I was introduced...
How do you even compare them if none of us have been there?
Exactly. Man.
Well, I was introduced to the rivalry in football, and...
Did you vote?
I voted... six times because I showed each one of my classes how to vote, and I do it every single time. So I voted. Skyline, though, I don't have any personal issues with them, but I've only taught here for not even half of a year yet. So,
yeah, pretty much.
So, but I was introduced to the rivalry. I think the rivalry is a really cool thing.
Yeah,
it brings in this extra part of a competition, and it doesn't even have to be athletics, but just the next part of a competition that I think pushes students to get better and to excel.
And try and win.
Yeah. And so it's nice.
Yeah.
If I ever had to pick between a Titan and an Eagle, I'd pick a Titan at all times.
Nice.
But I like the rivalry. I think the rivalry is a good thing.
I like it too.
Yeah.
We had if you don't know, there's a... I guess... You don't know what I'm talking about, the vote thing. There's rivalry, I guess a national rivalry website put up by ESPN.
I don't know who does it.
One of the news sites. And Olympus and Skyline have made the national rivalry list.
I heard about that. That was pretty cool.
So yeah, go on the website and vote. Because I don't know what you get, but it's just counting rivalries. And
it's pretty cool to get.
I heard $10,000, but I don't know that was from a reliable source.
I don't know.
It'd be nice.
Yeah,
that'd be very nice.
Yeah.
Buy me that iPad cart.
You already have it. Oh, by the way, sorry. That's all that money. It's like, whoa, the school got $10,000. Where is it?
Yeah, it disappears quickly.
Went to football helmets.
Mm-hmm. Teacher salaries too, right?
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Individual ones.
Mm-hmm.
Here's your $10,000 bonus for signing, Mr. White.
Yep, I could go with one of those.
I'll take that money.
Yeah.
So what's the best part so far you've had?
The best part of being here?
Yeah. That's a tough question.
That is a tough question. Because of the frequency, I'm going with the frequency, I would say the best part is being in class. I'm in class every single day with, I'm not going to pick a class because I don't necessarily have a favorite, but just being in class with the students every single day. There are days, there are a few times when they or I will have an off day, but generally we are able to create a fun environment in class. I shouldn't speak for all of my students, but I certainly enjoy being there. It's certainly something that I look forward to.
That's good.
That could be my phone. We'll just ignore it for now.
Sounds good.
Sorry. Well, cool. That's fun. I miss the classroom, too. It was fun being in the classroom. That's probably what I miss most about being in the library now is that interaction with the kids. That's why this is so much fun, because, hey, I have a student.
Yeah.
You know, and the kids come to the library all the time, but I don't know their names. I don't have anything to hold against them. So yeah. I fly out, I don't care if you don't do your work, but let me show you how to do it.
Yeah.
Because you know, I'm not grading it, so.
Yeah.
I'm good or bad, I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
Hey, Zach, glad you made it. We got, like, you know,
what's up,
3 minutes left, but glad you made it.
I'm here.
You know.
So, what do you think about the new building? Have you been over yet? New room?
I have been invited to go over there a number of times. Each time that I remember being invited was when I had football practice after school. So I am probably one of the very few teachers that has never once been inside the new building. I've seen the floor plans. I know where my projected room is supposed to be, but I could not tell you what it looks like. I've never stepped foot inside the building. I don't know. Yeah, I am, and I don't know that I'll push to do it before we move over there because it's not going to be a big deal to me. But I'm excited to get over there.
Yeah, because what do you do? I mean, it's going to be a nice, big, beautiful new building.
Yep, it is.
And if you go over early, it's going to be a nice, big, beautiful building when you go over there later.
Yep.
So I've gone over a couple times. It's fun to go take pictures, but I like looking at construction sites too and see how it's all made and put together and all that kind of fun stuff. So, well, by the way, you don't know this and you don't know this. Your iPads are in.
With the iPad cart?
Mm-hmm. So you're going to be busy next few days putting iPads together.
Damn.
Okay.
I appreciate that.
We don't have the cases yet.
Oh, yeah.
So you're off the hook. But screen covers, man.
We prefer 49ers
cases. 49ers cases, yeah, we're going to have one. We'll just get a marker out in 49ers.
Just make it red and gold.
There you go. All
right.
Send it to the art class.
That would be cool. Get the art. See, the graphics department should be making covers for us.
That's a good idea, too.
Make some stickers for us.
Yeah.
So what are your big goals for teaching? You going to make it? You going to get a master's degree and move on and become teacher of the year?
I would love to be teacher of the year, but that's not necessarily a goal I have. My goal is to continue to enjoy what I'm doing.
That's
my goal. And right now it's really easy. I'm a brand new teacher. I got into this profession because I liked it and it's very easy, but my goal is to never lose the passion that I have for teaching and to never lose the joy that I have in coming to work. I mean, you hear so many people who will wake up or the idea that, like, oh, I got to go to work. And I've never had that day of, like, I've got to go into work.
You're still young.
I absolutely love what I do. And so my goal is for that to stay. I plan to continue my education. You asked about a master's degree. I plan to continue. I think learning is a lifelong thing. But, yeah, my goal is that.
Isn't it frustrating some of the teachers that you know shouldn't be teaching? Maybe here, not here, that's not my point, but just, you know, not just teaching, but any job. Those people, like you're saying, they complain about the work, and it's like, you know, that's not required. You can quit.
Yep. Mm-hmm. It is sad, and I think especially with teachers, because I think that there are people out there who want that job or who want to be there, and not that I'm upset at all about any of the rules with teachers, but just to know that they get to keep their job or not.
Well, it's been good talking to you.
It's been good to be here. Thanks for having me.
This is how exciting it is. Zach's usually much more talkative. He was late and had to do some homework. He told me earlier.
So I didn't take a test.
I hope he did well. But we gotta go. We're running out of time here. Thanks for coming.
Right. Thank you.